OU Texas is dominating our conversation this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Of course, the Sooners, they continue to take care of business. They are at the top of the Big 12 Conference with a 5-0 record. Mac Brown's Longhorns stand at 3-2. And without a question, the matchup over the years is just legendary between these two teams. Our next guest is going to provide some insight into the Sooner Magic. He is Oklahoma's athletic director, and Joe Castiglione, he knows all about the overwhelming tradition between these two teams and how they display it on the gridiron. It is such a pleasure to welcome in to YSR, the Quicken Loans Studios, Oklahoma's athletic director, Joe Castiglione. And Joe, it is my show, so I can say Boomer Sooner.
I was about to say, there's somebody on the other end of this line that knows a little bit about the OU Texas tradition, too.
Absolutely. Well, it is a lot of fun. I always enjoy spending time in Dallas and going to the big, big games. So the countdown is on for Saturday, and there is that great measure of drama, the high stakes, the huge plays. And, Joe, I was doing my homework. I believe this is going to be your 15th OU Texas game. And my question to you, let me just lead off by asking you, what do you enjoy the most about this particular weekend and the matchup with OU Texas?
It's college sports, in this particular case, college football, at its best. I know it sounds cliche, but it has everything you think of when you use the word pageantry. Very, very few times do you see a stadium split exactly in half, between both fan bases equally, where one side is crimson, the other side is burnt orange. And actually, there are probably 50 to 100,000 other people that are there at the state fair, since the Cotton Bowl sits right on in the middle of the state fairgrounds while the fair is underway, that just come for the event. And you could go from one side of the midway down the other side, and on one part of the street, there are Sooner fans. On the across the street, there are Longhorn fans. It's, again, to borrow another cliche, it's a game like no other.
Well, I think the thing that comes to my mind, it's such a big weekend for the alumni. You see so many of the Sooner football legends, those relationships, the teammates that all come back, and they're so supportive of this game.
They really are. I didn't grow up in Oklahoma, but through the years, I remember watching this game as I did grow up. It was always one of the feature games when there weren't as many games on television like there are today. I remember Keith Jackson's unbelievable voice, and whoever it was, in the analyst role at that time, you'd always see, the eyes of the nation focused on the OU Texas game, and it's something that I've always remembered. So when I had my first experience, it was not just eye-opening, it was eye-popping. My first game didn't go so well, but at least in terms of my favorite team winning. But it's every year, it is really like a bowl game in the middle of the regular season.
Yeah, you got to love it. Hey, we are going one-on-one with Joe Castiglione. He is Oklahoma's athletic director. And, when I think about some of those former players, they are the guys that forge the way. They build the future for so many of the players today. And, I had a chance to watch Oklahoma-TCU last weekend. And if my memory serves me right, there were a lot of former players at that particular game, even in a bye week in the NFL for, Landry Jones and Gerald McCoy.
There really were, and we actually encourage that. There'll be some that come to the game on Saturday who have a bye week in the NFL. Adrian Peterson came a few years ago, and the Vikings happen to have a bye week, so they look forward to this game. But they always try to come back for a game if their schedule permits. Most of those times we're here at home, and if it's just coincidental that the bye week and a home game are on the same weekend. But we really encourage our players to stay around, as we have tried to reach out to the former players who created the tradition here at Oklahoma before any of us got here. And it's a really, really big thing. And as a former student-athlete yourself, how much we want all of our former student-athletes to feel like this is their second home. It's their home for 4 or 5 years. they're here experiencing the University of Oklahoma, but even though they may move around the country, they always have a home here in Norman, Oklahoma.
You know, you just said you talked about tradition, and there is such great football tradition with both these schools, Oklahoma and Texas. But since we're focusing on Oklahoma right now, I think about just, Joe, the rich legacy of coaches from Bud Wilkinson, Barry Switzer, of course, Bob Stoops. This is, I believe, his 15th OU-Texas game. He arrived in 99. And, of course, you start looking at what he's been able to accomplish. It didn't take long for him to return the program to the Summit in his second year, won a national championship. How did you know that he was the right guy for this job? Because it has been such a great fit.
There are a lot of factors. I don't know if there's really one that you can say, because there were so many other characteristics that Bob Stoops brought to the table at that time. As you know, he had not been a head coach previous to coming to Oklahoma. In fact, was the only coach without head coaching experience that I interviewed. But it gets down to really assessing, you know, the skills a person brings to the job, between, you know, the tactical side, their character, their integrity, you know, their personality, their ability to manage all things that fall in the lap of a head coach, which is like a CEO of the football program. And he had all of those, maybe more than people would think, because he was 36 at an age, you know, and he was 36 years old when he got hired here at Oklahoma. But he had the it factor in my mind, and I think his confidence, he was not cocky at all. It just had a real solid confidence that he exudes, and I think it's a characteristic that I've seen really transfer to his assistant coaches and ultimately to our student athletes on the field and in the game. You know, he has such a unique way of finding the strength zones of players and putting them in situations where they can utilize them to their fullest. And then he has that way of imploring. He almost can take his will and get it into the players to get them to feel confident about what they're doing. And they've done some amazing things. As you know, he's zeroing in on becoming the winningest coach ever here at the University of Oklahoma, although that is not at all his focus by any means. He's more focused on how he helps his team become successful, but that's a notable milestone that's not too far out in front of him. As you noted, he's had some incredible success. You know, in the 14 seasons leading up to this year, he won conference titles in 8 of those. That's
wow. That's
an incredible record, and it's as tough as college football is these days. You know, those kinds of achievements are not small at all. And so, but he does it because he believes in people, and he gets the right people around him, and he does the things that are necessary as leaders do to put him in the right position to be successful.
Our conversation with Oklahoma's athletic director, Joe Castiglione, will continue here momentarily right here at the Big E Sports Show and Yahoo Sports Radio.